The giant antennas of SETI are poised to ferret out patterns submerged in the noise. Their efforts are valiant, but one thing they lack are humongous computers quite up to the task. The huge Arecibo astronomy dish produces more data than any could wish, but to analyze all of it day after day would require far more clout than the world's largest crane. But distributed processing gives us the power to do signal analysis hour after hour. If a million computers run SETI at home, they're bound to determine that we're not alone. At a conference on Capri, Woody Sullivan told of a mountain of archival data quite old. If it could be analyzed after the fact, we might find the evidence SETI has lacked. The PC revolution could even the score. In the US alone, 50 million or more. Display flying toasters for most of the day. Could their idle cycles be harnessed some way? And distributed processing gives us the power to do signal analysis hour after hour. If a million computers run SETI at home, we're bound to determine that we're not alone. With the archival data parsed out on the net, distributed processing seems a good bet. Each packet will run only 340K, and a Pentium can analyze 2 in a day. A screensaver showing the Fourier transform will highlight all features exceeding the norm. Computers can take data in and attack it, upload the results, and go fetch a new packet. And distributed processing gives us the power to do signal analysis hour after hour. If a million computers run SETI at home, we're bound to determine that we're not alone. And when we have drunk Arecibo's well dry, there is amateur telescope data to try. A million PCs and 1,000 home dishes are a powerful tool to fulfill SETI's wishes. And distributed processing gives us the power to do signal analysis hour after hour. If a million computers run SETI at home, we are bound to determine that we're not alone.